This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, DLP's political leader Ralph Thorne voices support for a member who filed a no-confidence motion against the party's president and general secretary. The Labour minister calls on employers to carefully assess workplace health and safety provisions. Four men charged for the armed robbery of a St. George supermarket. The QEH opens additional space in its accident and emergency department, and Israel says it's weighing possible responses to Iran's attack. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne, has voiced support for party member Hartley Reid, who has filed a no-confidence motion against the party's president, general secretary, and executive council in more signs of a deepening power struggle within the party. Mr. Thorne also promises to speak frankly when an in-house meeting is held on the no-confidence motion. Speaking at a DLP meeting, Mr. Thorne congratulated Mr. Reid for what he described as a courageous move.
Why are we fighting among ourselves when the people want to make peace with us? I will go to the councils, the inner councils of the Democratic Labour Party, and I will speak the truth in your presence. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Comrade Hartley, I did not consult with you last week, nor did you consult with me. But I want to congratulate you for courage. Hartley has exercised the democratic right. You have done what the rules permit you so to do. Whether I would have done it differently or not, it has been done. You have done nothing of which you should be ashamed, and I'm not ashamed of you. I'm proud of you.
Meantime, DLP stalwart Ronald Jones, a former MP and cabinet minister, urged the party, including the president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, to fully embrace Mr. Thorne as the party's political leader.
You can only be political leader of the Democratic Labour Party if you have a seat. I don't care by which means that seat comes. And once you accept Comrade Thorne into our midst, he is now the comrade political leader. I don't care what your previous ambitions were. You have to recognize that circumstances sometimes change and work with them. Comrade President, you should have been here today. Somebody advising you wrong.
Former DLP Member of Parliament and Cabinet Minister Ronald Jones. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Kerry Simmons has commented on the no-confidence motion. Speaking during a Barbados Labour Party branch meeting in St. Peter at the Alexandra School, Mr. Simmons criticized the situation and described the party as being in complete disarray.
And now 8 months later, no confidence motion. Same man is alleged now to have tried to undermine Ralph Thorne. Same man that the Palladian, the same executive. Executive hasn't changed. If you read what was in the newspaper, they're telling the whole world their no confidence motion is in the executive, the same executive that got elected 8 months ago. What our concern must be is that the government of Barbados, 8 months after the election of a new team inside George Street, the government of Barbados still has to carry the heavy task of serious matters in this country all by itself, as though there were no opposition whatsoever.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. Minister of Labour, Colin Jordan, has called on employers to look seriously at their workplace health and safety provisions. 1 week ago, a 51-year-old man, a construction worker, died after falling off scaffolding and being impaled on a piece of steel at Apes Hill, St. James. Mr. Jordan said the matter is being investigated by the police and the Labour Department. He implored employers to take the tragedy as a lesson.
Make sure that those who need PPE, so for example, people who are working with paint, people who are working with dust, make sure they have masks. Make sure that people who are working with chemicals have face masks, goggles, make sure they have gloves. Let's use this opportunity, make sure that people who are working on ladders, that there's somebody holding the ladder while there's somebody up the ladder. So without going into specifics about the case and the tragedy of last week, let us use the opportunity now to look at how we are operating in our places of business.
He asked employees on work sites to report matters where they do not feel safe on the job.
We insist that those who have engaged us provide that personal protective equipment, whatever it turns out to be. So whether it is masks, gloves, some kind of overcoat, a harness, whatever it is, let's insist on it. And what I also want to say is that if we feel that a situation is dangerous, raise it. Have the danger investigated so that everybody is comfortable and the work can proceed.
Minister of Labor Colin Jordan. Four men have been charged in connection with the aggravated burglary at Fairdeals supermarket Ellerton in St. George on April 4th. Starcom Network News has learned that the four are accused of unlawful possession of a firearm, use of a firearm, and aggravated burglary. The suspects were detained and a gun and quantity of cash recovered shortly after the armed robbery, which was captured on security camera footage. The video footage showed a white car driving onto the compound of the business, following which two men exited the vehicle and held the staff and customers at gunpoint before taking cash and escaping in a getaway vehicle. The accused are scheduled to appear today at the District B Magistrates Court, Horse Hill, St. Joseph. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has opened additional space within the Accident and Emergency Department. Communications specialist with the hospital, Shane Seeley, says this is all part of efforts to enhance their healthcare services.
As we expand our capacity to better serve patients, we recognize that this is just one step in the larger effort to address the evolving needs of the population. Our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Neil Clark, emphasizes our commitment to collaborating with our partners and patients to optimize patient care pathways and ensure individuals receive the right care in the right place at the right time. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital remains dedicated to our mission, which is to provide professional and effective patient-centered care through the optimal use of our human and capital resources.
Communications specialist with the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley. Israel's ambassador to Panama, Itai Bardov, has called on the Caribbean region to condemn the actions of Iran that he says could have international implications. Iran launched a swarm of explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel on Saturday in its first ever direct attack on Israeli territory, risking major escalation. Ambassador Bardov tells Starcom Network News that the Caribbean should lend their voices to condemn these actions.
This is something that is unacceptable, and I think it's time that also the Caribbean governments and CARICOM voice their concern about what the destabilization in the region, about what the Houthis are doing, what Hezbollah is doing, what Iran is doing. Because what Iran did, that could easily bring us to on a brink of full-scale war, regional and global, and we need to do everything we can in order to stop it.
He also called for an international coalition to stand against the actions of the Houthi forces against global trade.
Just think Israel would have stopped Chinese boats, American boats, European boats, boats from the Caribbean, wherever, and would not allow them to continue on their route. How would the international community react? I think in order for us to stop the Houthis and Iran from this act of piracy against global trade, you need a coalition, international coalition, standing together, both militarily but also politically, at the UN, condemning Iran, condemning the Houthis, and saying that we will not accept this.
Israel's ambassador to Panama, Itai Bardov. And finally, Israel is weighing possible responses to Iran's attack with hundreds of drones and missiles amid growing calls for restraint to avert a wider war. Israel and its allies shot down nearly all projectiles fired in the first ever direct Iranian attack on Israel. The U.S. has said it will not take part in any Israeli response to avoid an escalation in regional hostilities. Centrist Israeli Minister Benny Gantz said the country would respond to Iran when the time is right. Recapping the headlines. DLP political leader Ralph Thorne voices support for a member who filed a no-confidence motion against the party's president and general secretary. The Labour minister calls on employers to carefully assess workplace health and safety provisions. Four men charged for the armed robbery of a St. George supermarket. The QEH opens additional space at its accident and emergency department, and Israel says it's weighing possible responses to Iran's attack. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.